David Letterman's new talk show on CBS, Late Show with David Letterman, doesn't premiere until a week from Monday. But there's another Letterman show that premieres on CBS this Friday. It's a sitcom called The Building, and it stars comedian Bonnie Hunt as a woman living across the street from Wrigley Field in Chicago. Letterman doesn't appear in the show, but he's the co-executive producer. TV critic David Bianculli explained how that happened and has this preview.
Right now, David Letterman is an 800-pound gorilla at CBS. He can do pretty much what he wants. And one of the things he wants to do, even before his own new show launches, is to help out a friend and fellow comic. Which, in a nutshell, is the reason something as quirky and different-sounding as The Building ever made it to primetime on CBS. Yes, it's only a summer series, but don't count Letterman or Bonnie Hunt out. Hunt doesn't just star in this show. She also wrote it. And the comic rhythms she sets up are almost completely foreign to what we've come to expect on network TV. It's a lot closer to the overlapping, stylized way they talk on stage at Chicago's Second City, which, not surprisingly, is where Hunt and a lot of this show's other cast members came from. Hunt plays Bonnie Kennedy, a woman who comes back to live with her friends at The Building after her fiancé cancels their wedding at the last minute. In this scene, her friend Holly, played by Holly Wartell, is helping her unpack, and they find Bonnie's wedding veil.
I got this great veil out of it, right?
That's right.
Remember what Nancy Najeski did
with
her veil?
She got divorced.
I know she got divorced.
All right.
Do you remember what she did with her veil?
No.
You don't remember what you did with her veil?
No.
You have no idea what you did with her veil?
No.
You have no recollection.
I don't
There's
know
no
what,
idea in your
I
mind. You have no
what,
memory
have
at all. There's
no
nothing
idea.
You can ever think of. There's no
know,
way you could ever think.
No
There's nothing.
Idea.
She made a planter out of it.
Even when the tone is quieter, the rhythms are different than usual TV sitcom fare. Hunt has enough faith in the material she's written to underplay it, to throw lines away or almost mumble them, when a less secure performer would emphasize them and swing for the fences. Since she lives next door to the Cubs, that's a forgivable cliché. Here she is saying goodbye to her ex-fiancé, who's played by George Clooney. He's dropped by the local bar to let her know he's marrying someone else.
Kathy's pregnant.
Who's the father?
It's funny. He'd make a joke. I just want you to know that I love you. And that I have a great respect for you. And I hope that we can always be friends.
Sure.
You okay? And I can go tell the cab to leave.
You know, that'd be great. Just make sure you're in it.
Bonnie Hunt has been in sitcoms before. She was good in NBC's Grand and basically wasted in ABC's Davis Rules. But this is the first show where she really shines. And I think it's because she's playing with her favorite team, on her own show, by her own rules. The Building has a lot of potential. And it's more fun than slick, which is probably why Letterman had no problem putting his name to it. It's got that feel of, hey kids, let's put on a show. And in this case, they've put on a pretty good one.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Daily News.